Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the weekly Torah portion and other timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Kodesh Tov, even though it's difficult Kodesh for the first little bit. So we start a new month, start a new Sefer in Chumash. Sefer Dvarim. What else is Sefer Dvarim called? Mishneh Torah. Who got in trouble for calling it their book that? The Rambam, right? The Rambam got in trouble because why are you usurping the name it's used for the Torah? So why is it called Mishneh Torah?
Because it repeats laws.
Oh, it repeats laws. Says who? That's the Ramban. The Ramban says that basically this is a repetition. A Sefer Hazeh, in you know Yadua, Shu Mishneh Torah, V'erba Moshe Rabbeinu, L'dor HaNichnas Ba'aretz, Rov Mitzvot HaTzrichot Yisrael. So he goes on to say that this is repetition of the mitzvot that they really need. Moshe was giving them a Chazara Shir. Or if they go into Eretz Yisrael, he's giving them a Chazara Shir. Rashi, and we'll talk about that in a Siv, disagrees with Ramban in a second, but Rashi says something a little strange at the beginning. It says, Elu HaDvarim. What's Elu HaDvarim? L'fi Shehen Divrei Tokachot. U'manakan Kol Mekomot. So he says, because they are Tokachot. What are Tokachot?
Rebukes.
Reproofs, chastisement. Because of that, it's written in this language. What's the language? Because the pasuk says, Elu HaDvarim Asher. Anyone use Grammarly? You ever use Grammarly? I use Grammarly all the time. Everything I said, I use Grammarly. Grammarly complains insistently about passive voice. Right? You wrote this in passive. Why do you write this in active? So similarly here too, Elu HaDvarim Asher Diber Moshe Kol Yisrael. These are the things that Moshe said, B'nai Yisrael. Why doesn't it say, B'nai Moshe, B'nai Yisrael, Lemor? Why isn't Moshe the subject of the verb here in that phraseology? And the Ramban, actually, I mean, these are speeches. So Rashi is always, because Hashem wanted to, like, soften a little bit, because these are tokachot. Not focusing on the repetition of the mitzvot, but focusing on the fact that this is reproof. And the Netziv, actually, in his introduction to the to Sefer Dvarim, slightly disagrees with Ramban. He says, it's not repetition of mitzvot. It's not a Chazara Shir. Rather, it's the beginning of Gemara. Beginning of Talmud. It's giving mitzvot with more explanation, beginning Am Yisrael, the Torah Shebal Peh. Great. So, is it tochachot? Is it repetition of mitzvot? Is it the beginning of darshaning mitzvot? There's another reality if you go through Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim are really three major speeches of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a little introduction, which we're in the first Aliyah, is the introduction of those. Then there's some glue in between a few of the speeches. And then there is an end to the whole Chumash. Basically five parts, more or less, to Sefer Dvarim. The main bulk of it are the speeches of Moshe Rabbeinu recounting what happened to Am Yisrael, etc. So while the mitzvot do play a role, and like the Tziv says, maybe this is like to explicate the mitzvot a little bit, but Rashi's point that their tokachot really seems to be the truth. These seem to be lengthy reproofs, rebukes of Am Yisrael, what you did, and think about the future. The question that arises is, do you remember Moshe Rabbeinu way back when Hashem appointed him to go save Am Yisrael? What did he say about himself in a self-reflecting moment when he was trying to wiggle out of the being sent? What does he say? He calls himself? Lois Dvarim. Dvarim is great. Or also a time, I can't speak. Here we come to Sefer Dvarim, and whatever it is, it's pretty good speaking, right? Probably three of the most, you know, I don't know if you think about most, I used to have, there was like some like a website had like the 50 most famous or important speeches, like, you know, anything like language, because it's American, so it's only English, right? You know? So like, you know, it could be a speech that was given in German, could be anything. But if we went through the history of Western civilization, not talking about China, Western civilization, right? If you asked any, to your course in Western civilization, most important speeches, Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech will be there, right? And Yeshu's speech at the Mount will be there. And Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Dvarim. It has to be the most important, three of the most important speeches in the history of Am Yisrael, the history of the world, of Western Civ. And yet, you know, Moshe said he couldn't speak. What happened? What changed? So Sfas Emes says, what changed is that Moshe went through Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah and really connecting to God, Moshe couldn't speak. And now he could speak. So it's Matan Torah. Another possibility that I was thinking of is one of these speeches. Moshe just spent 40 years, a little bit more actually, 40 years with the people. Before, he was a shepherd, an intellectual. He could think about all kinds of things, and now he's had to learn how to relate to the people. Sfas Emes actually suggests that when he was contemplative, in his contemplative stage, before Matan Torah, there's something very positive to that. And the ability to speak might indicate something else, but you can learn the Sfas Emes on that. Right? I thought of one other possibility. So either Matan Torah, connection to God, the fact that he finally became a leader and connecting to people, even though I mentioned last time I spoke a week ago about Yoshua taking over, because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't totally do it, but maybe Dvarim is his swan song to that. One other thing happened at the end of Bamidbar, which introduces Dvarim, is that Moshe was told he's going to die. Mortality. Right? We live. We all live. The younger you are, the less you believe you're going to die. It's just like seems to be a truism of life. Psychologists talk about this and whatever. And as you get older, you realize it. And now Hashem said to Moshe, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to die. Address the people. And maybe mortality. He's going to go back to God. This is his last instant where he can talk to his people. This is like Moshe, when he said, Moshe, be your best. This is your chance. Sefer Dvarim is really Moshe's chance to say goodbye to Am Yisrael. It's a very long goodbye. It's a very profound goodbye. But in a certain sense, it's Moshe's kind of last declaration of love for Am Yisrael. Have a good week. Chodesh Tov.
That concludes our podcast. If you would like to dedicate or sponsor a podcast, visit our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a kind rating or review on your podcast platform. It helps others to find us. And thanks for learning with us.